Okay, over the past few days, I've been going through the Sefer V'Dibartabam a little bit. For those who are not familiar with the Sefer V'Dibartabam, it is the Piskei Halacha of Hagon Rav David Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. The problem with using it for Taman Halacha Shir is most of the pieces are fairly complicated and detailed and assume some prior knowledge. But I want to share with you one very simple Ha'ara that he has. Almost every Ha'ara that he has is in explaining how to apply a tshuva in the Igros Moshe. The Rav Moshe says something, we're somewhat confused by it, what are the limits, what does it mean exactly, how do we apply it, and Rav David was the address to go to for that. Certainly I know Rav Shechter Shlita, many times when there was a question about something in the Igros Moshe, he would always say, we have to bring this to Rav David, we have to ask Rav David. Rav David was the most trusted source for an accurate representation of what Rav Moshe held and what Rav Moshe had to apply that which Rav Moshe held to a given situation. So let's take a pretty simple area of halacha. In Yaradeya Simen Pei Tes, the Shulchan Aruch talks about using the same bread and the same tablecloth for both the milchig and a fleishig meal. And Rav Moshe has a pretty famous shita on this topic that Rav David has what to qualify it with. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen Pei Tes, based on Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi is in Psachim in Perek Eilu Dvarim in the end of Halacha Dalid. Hadein da'achel chovetz u'boi lemechal kubar mivar psisim. That if a person ate cheese and now he wants to eat meat, he's not allowed to leave the same bread on the table or vice versa. So the Ramah quotes this. So therefore, if you're eating a milchik shalashudis, you're not allowed to use that same bread that you had at shalashudis that was on the table if that from the Shabbos lunch meal, which was fleishit. Meaning, again, if you're eating it, let's say it the other way. If you're eating a Shabbos lunch meal that's fleishigs and you have some challah left over, you're not allowed to use that challah for a shalashudis when at shalashudis you're going to be having cereal and milk or something, and when at shalashudis you're going to be having something milchig. So Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, I think it's Chelgal of Simon Lamed Ches, Ubedvar Mishochel Gvina Verotzel Echel Basar, as far as someone who's eating cheese and he wants to eat meat, Sheisav Yardev, Sim Peitesh, Tzarch Leva'er Shiure Pas Shachlu Ima Gvina, that the Shulchan Aruch says you have to get rid of the bread that was on the table, Shehikshi Yedidi Shemash Roshatzarch Liachid Pas Lamachale Basu Levad Machale Cholav Levad, Velama Inasar Mazeth. Someone asked Ramosha, why is it that nobody does this? You should have a separate loaf of bread for a milchig meal and a separate loaf of bread for a fleishig meal. Why do people not do that? Says Rav Moshe, Yinei Isser, Hurak al Shiurei Chaticha Sapas She'achlu Ba Hagvina. The Isser is only on the broken off pieces of bread with which you ate cheese. Or maybe if you slice the piece of bread, so that sliced piece of bread is what you're not allowed to have together with meat if you had sliced that piece of bread at a milchig meal. You're not going to be careful about that because you intended to eat it with gvina. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, if you have aval pas hakadola shiomedes bein lemachali chol bein lemachali basar nisarin ba vein lachu shema naga ba gavina o abasar, that if you have like a large challah and you sliced half of it but the other half you didn't slice at all and it remains a pas gedola, so you're allowed to use that at both the milchig and the fleishig meal, because the assumption is that you're careful that if it was at a fleishig meal that you didn't take that large chunk of challah and allow it to come into contact with any actual flesh. That's how Rav Moshe writes. The Badei Shulchan in Simen Pei Tes, Sifkat and Sadi Tes has a similar thing when he talks about salads. If let's say you have a part of salad that you ate by a fleishig meal, you can use it for a milchig meal as long as the salad had special serving utensils and you weren't using your regular utensils that you were eating the meal with to take the salad out. But the Badei Shulchan says mitzvah min amuvchar to be machmir about that if you can. And then he says, but if you have children around at the meal, then you have to be machmir not to use the salad for the opposite gender kind of meal, meaning for the if it's milchig for fleishig for milchig, even if it had serving utensils, because children who serve themselves tend not to be so careful, to put it mildly, with exactly the etiquette with which they serve themselves a salad, and there's a legitimate concern that there are remnants of the of whatever it is that they're eating that are going to hit the salad. So that's the basic famous truth of Ramesha, that the big piece of bread, because it used to be very common practice that people would take the leftover challah from Shabbos and make French toast on Sunday morning with that challah, and the French toast on Sunday morning was very often milchigs, or at least eaten together with milchigs. So how is that allowed? So Ramesha had this fantastic kula that as long as you didn't slice the entire challah, then it's going to be okay. Comes along Rav David Feinstein in the Shalos Tshuvos V'Dibartabam Simin Reish Yud Aleph, and the Sefer was written by a Talmud, Rav Maskowitz, I think is his name, a Talmud of Rav David. So he starts each tshuva by giving the background and what Poskim say and what Rav Moshe says, and then every tshuva ends with V'Shamati Mimori V'Rabbi Hagon Rosh Yeshiva Rav David Feinstein Shlita. If you're in the Lower East Side and you say the words the Rosh Yeshiva, so that was Rav David, right? If you're the Lower East Side a little earlier, you say there was Rosh Yeshiva, that was Rav Moshe. It just always referred to him as the Rosh Yeshiva. It was actually, so I was a little confused at the Levaya, because there were certain times where they were using the term the Rosh Yeshiva to refer to Rav Moshe, and certain times they were using the term the Rosh Yeshiva to refer to Rav David. It was hard to keep track. Rav Moshe was known, even by like meetings of the Moetzes Gedolei HaTorah, that they would refer to everybody by name or by their yeshiva, the Tarif Adas Rosh Yeshiva, this Rosh Yeshiva, the Lakewood Rosh Yeshiva, and with Ramesh they would just say the Rosh Yeshiva, like he was the Rosh Yeshiva of them all. So anyway, so he writes, V'shamati, I heard from Rav David, Te'ena chinami, b'lechem gadol yesh la'ati l'achol b'sudu shal bas v'achol b'sudu shal chol. Yes, Ramesh, of course, is correct, aval, he puts puts the brakes on the skula in a significant way. He says that's only if when you slice the challah, your intention was to put away the other half the entire time. Your intention was to put away the other half for a later meal. Because then you're going to be careful to make sure that it doesn't touch any basar or any fat. But if you weren't careful, you had no intention to put it away for a later meal, or there are children around, similar to what the Badei HaShulchan says, and you don't know that you were very clearly watching over it, then you cannot be making, you cannot make that French toast. V'rak minastam kasavigros Moshe deino dimyal neichadoch alechem katan kamuvan tiyav shol lechalik osev when Moshe said the differences between small pieces and large pieces, he didn't really mean that. He just meant that by small pieces, it's always going to be a problem. By large pieces, it might not be a problem if you have a large chunk of bread. But only might not, says Rav David. Very often, it will be a problem. Once we're on the topic of having the same bread for milchigs and fleishigs, just a quick comment, the Shulchan Aruch goes on to tell us that you're not allowed to eat meat on the same tablecloth that you eat dairy on, and that's based on a Tshuvas HaMiuchasos Ramban Simin Kuf Ayin Beis, where he says that it's also Lechul Gvina Al Mapal Sha'achlu BaBasar, on the same cloth, because it's impossible that there aren't some tipe basar, some drops of basar, and not because whatever is Nivla in it, the Balua is not going to be Yotze, that's not the concern of the Blios, but that there's actually Be'en. So Pischei Tshuva and Sifkat Ches points out that the Shulchan Aruch is only talking about places where you eat directly off of the table or the tablecloth, and you don't use plates. However, now that people use plates, you can certainly just flip the tablecloth over, make sure that there aren't any crumbs left on the table, and eat that way. In Yalkut Yosef, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, the current Sephardic chief rabbi, is makel. He says you can eat dairy food for breakfast and fleishig for dinner on the same table without separate tablecloths, as long as both meals were eaten using plates. I mean, you don't have to turn anything over. You don't have to you can, as long as it's on plates, because you can use the same. So just like you don't have to have a different table for milchigs and fleishigs. So as long as you're eating off of different plates. However, if you look in Badei HaShulchan, the Badei HaShulchan in Simpei Tes, Sivkot and Kuf Beis, writes, Ukayom, Haminag Lifos Tamin Mapa Acheres Afilu Kesha Ochel Bekara, Nowadays, our practice is to be machmir, that we take a different mapa, we take a different tablecloth, even when you're eating from a ka'ara. So what does that mean, a different tablecloth? L'chora, it doesn't necessarily have to be a different tablecloth. A different placemat, that's for sure, that's just as good. L'chora, it doesn't even have to be a different placemat. There's something called a charger. What is a charger? It's like this oversized, I remember my wife asked one of my kids to set the table, and he just put out a bunch of chargers. He didn't realize that it's not a plate. There are these oversized plates that go underneath the plate. That also, l'chora, would be good enough. Meaning, the minig is to have one additional layer of protection other than the plate itself, and that could be in the form of a placemat, in the form of a tablecloth, in the form of a charger, as long as you have different for milchigs and fleishigs. So we'll leave it at that, and tomorrow we'll talk about something else. Everyone should have a great day.